I was during a week reading this gospel, this situation reminded me remember words of Saint Ignatius Brancheno. We are studying his book, and he said somewhere in the first pages, it was that comment he made that he said, many are those who approach Christ, but only few follow him. And it was really something for me, like, well, nothing new, but it was some kind of new knowledge, this is comment, because he really pointed the problem. Many people approach God, but only few follow him. And we could see it in this gospel. This is why these words came to my mind. Because what we could see many who approach Christ. We could see many who were attracted by Christ, and they came to listen to his words, to see him. They filled the house, and probably around doors and outside there were many, and they were squeezed in that room so much that those who came with the sick person couldn't get in. Those people were attracted by Christ. They approached Christ in such number that it was impossible to make room for the sick man to get closer to God. And with so many people there, for sure there were some who were suffering different problems, healthy problems. It is impossible to think that all those people were healthy, without any suffering, without any problems. But still, we couldn't hear from Mark that somebody else was healed. Only that man who was brought by four friends to Christ with effort, because of their faith, he was healed. But it is still interesting, you know, that this is something what gives us another insight how to follow Christ. We can see it in the activity of these four friends, right? Well, they couldn't get in, so they came with idea, let's make a hole in the roof. Crazy idea. But this activity to really destroy the roof, to make hole, can you imagine they were making hole over Christ and all this dirt was falling on Christ and other people, and those who were in the room, they had to be upset, probably they were not yelling nice words toward those four guys there. They got dirty, but they didn't care. They opened the roof, made hole, and they lowered this paralytic man down. So huge their faith was. They didn't afraid of barriers. They didn't give up when they were not able to get through the door. They found a way how to get him to Christ, because they had faith he can heal him. And this is something what I think there's a key for, or some kind of message for us in this story about our spiritual life. And I have to ask myself, you know, who am I? Do I only try to approach Christ, to listen to him, be uplifted with brilliant words, thoughts, you know, with these emotions which these words caused in my soul? I am looking for some kind of inspiration for my feelings And many times I am inspired to do good things in charity and other things, but it's still always about me. It's not about Christ. I am approaching Christ to get this inspiration, but I keep still distance from it. I am not his follower. Many are attracted by Christ, that they come close to him, but they don't follow him. Because to follow Christ means to give up on life because of him. To really defeat, to destroy each barrier which causes that I am not accepting or receiving his grace, his power. And this is distance we don't realize. Sometimes we lie to ourselves, I am with Christ. Because I come to church, I pray from time to time. I try to do good things, I try to be a good person. But still, this approaching of Christ is not what God wants us to do. He says, follow me, be with him. He wants us to enter to this really intimate unity with him. May he is able to give us eternal life, which is tasting, experiencing, and to have this share on his divinity, on his divine nature. But how we can do this? How can we approach or to become followers of Christ? The same thing what happened to this paralytic man. He was not able to move. He was not able to do anything. He needed at first healing. And we see that Christ really looks at the faith of these four his friends, and he is coming, and he is helping this man. And everybody would expect, well, even those four friends, that this person would be healed from his bodily illness. But Christ saw something deeper and something what is needed to do on the spiritual level, on level which lasts forever. And this is why he says, well, your sins are forgiven. Healing of body, he gives just as a sign, as a confirmation that he has power to forgive sins. But this is good image, this healing from this, or healing the body which couldn't move, is good image of healing of soul which receives God's forgiveness. Because our souls are really like in paralyzed state when there is sin. If we are in this cage which is created by our passions, weaknesses, sins, and other things, we have a limited space. We cannot live really our life, which God wants us to give. We live on a limited space and we feel how wonderful it is to live here. But we are not created for cage. We are created for freedom in God. And God's love wants us to have this freedom. This ability to see beyond horizon, to understand his plan, to understand what he wants to do us. He wants us to open our heart and to really see purpose of our life, how majestic it is, how magnificent things God prepared for us. And we have to go out of that cage. But it's so difficult. It's so difficult because we have to destroy this cage. We have to really destroy this roof, you know, through which we can get to Christ. Because our passions and habits, way how we think, creates this barrier that we cannot get in. We cannot follow Christ. We are staying outside. So we have to bring effort to break this, to find way how to come really with faith in front of Him. May we are healed. And it means something what we are supposed to do, to bring this sacrifice and spiritual life, because then we can accept this deliverance from this cage of this earthly life. And we can see that, you know, as experience of priest, you know, that when we have this privilege to see in life of many people in deeper form, it is something, I tell you, it's not, I'm not saying any secret because I'm not same sins. You can see difference. If somebody comes for confession, like after long time, really long time, this person has one, two, maybe three sins to confess. What is okay? You know, what is, I don't expect more. You know why? Because if you are coming for confession after many, 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 many months, you are not able to understand and to see your sins and weaknesses. You are so adjusted to this that you don't see that, to understand that. If somebody comes every 3 weeks, every month, this person comes with long list of sins. And he says, this is not everything. There are many more. What is the difference? Is that person more bigger sinner than one who comes once per long time? No. This person who comes very often opens your heart, his heart or her heart, to God's grace. This healing which comes through this sacrament makes him less paralyzed, gives him ability to see own life in true light, makes him able to really see and understand God's words. And because of that, he can see in brighter light own passions, weaknesses, really. And God calls us to come to Him because He wants to make this miracle in us. Because when I don't know my sins and weaknesses, I do nothing to change, to convert, to repent. If I don't put name to my weaknesses, if I don't recognize through God's grace what is my fault, what is my sin, what is my weakness, I will make no effort to change it, because I will see myself as a good person who doesn't need change. Without God's grace, we cannot see through what is in us. Without this God's grace, we cannot know what is in our heart. Without God's grace, we cannot repent. And when we don't repent, we are not able to follow Christ. Those who were around Christ in this house, they came close to him because they were attracted by him, but they didn't experience any healing, any forgiveness of sins. That one who through faith was forced to come down, experience this miracle of healing of soul. So this is time, you know, this is time of the great fast when we should think about these things. We should maybe to think, it is really, do I see myself really in true light? Don't I live in some kind of illusion? Don't I pretend something what is really not in my life? And if I find something, I can break the roof, I can damage this cage and to come to Christ seeking for grace and forgiveness and healing. Amen.